and a very good evening to you. This is the 5:30 edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. I am Greg Stensili. Details coming your way in seconds. Beryl is now Category 4 with maximum sustained winds of 130 miles per hour. The Barbados Meteorological Services have advised that storm force winds are expected before midnight. Meteorologists with the BMS has the details.
A hurricane watch remains in effect for Barbados. Tropical Storm Beryl is expected to become a major hurricane before reaching Barbados late Sunday night, and hence Barbados remains under a hurricane watch. On the current projected track, the center of Beryl is expected to pass 45 kilometers south of Barbados. The island is expected to feel the impacts associated with the system as early as late Sunday night. During the passage of Beryl, storm force winds and rainfall accumulations of 3 to 6 inches are forecast. Severe thunderstorm activity may cause multiple interruptions to power, utilities and services. Tropical Storm Beryl continued to strengthen during the day, and at 2 p.m. today, Beryl was located near 10 degrees north, 48.4 degrees west, or 1270 kilometers or 790 miles east-southeast of Barbados. Maximum sustained winds are 65 miles per hour, and present movement is towards the west at 23 miles per hour. A small craft and high surf warning remains in effect for Barbados. Larger swell heights forecast as Beryl approaches. Tropical Storm Beryl is forecast to bring hazardous sea conditions across the marine area of Barbados from the evening of Sunday, the 30th of June, 2024. Model guidance suggests swell heights will peak near 8 meters or 26 feet around the coastlines of Barbados, creating a very unsafe marine environment. Due to the nature of the system, large open water swells can be hazardous to vessels, whilst frequently overtopping of waves onto property and roads in very close proximity to the
higher
shoreline
gusts
is expected.
Are already being experienced.
Some beach erosion
across
is
the island
also inevitable with these above normal swell heights. Marine users are encouraged to monitor the BMS, DEM, and GIS websites and their respective social media pages, along with the local media networks, for further updates.
Higher gusts are already being experienced across the island during this afternoon. Taking this into account, storm force winds are expected before midnight on the 1st of July 2024. The center of Beryl is expected to pass 75 miles or 120 kilometers south of Barbados sometime early Monday morning on the 1st of July 2024. During the passage of Beryl, hurricane force winds, heavy rainfall with accumulations of 1 to 3 inches, which could cause flash flooding and some severe thunderstorm activity, is likely to impact the island. Additionally, marine conditions are expected to significantly deteriorate tonight.
Okay. Meantime, the Barbados Meteorological Services is closely monitoring a tropical wave located about 1,700 miles east of Barbados. This tropical wave has a low pressure associated with it and is separate from Hurricane Beryl.
The Barbados Meteorological Services is closely monitoring the progress of a tropical wave located in the eastern Atlantic along 30 West, or about 2,000 miles to the east of Barbados. Environmental conditions through the next few days favor slow development of this tropical wave, and a tropical depression could form by Tuesday or Wednesday of next week. This tropical wave is separate and distinct from Hurricane Beryl. The public is encouraged to follow the advice provided by the Department of Emergency Management and other local officials, in addition to monitoring the BMS, DEM, and GIS websites and their respective social media pages and local media networks for further information.
Barbadians have been urged to prepare for conditions similar to what they experienced during Tropical Storm Tomas. Minister of Home Affairs and Information Wilfred Abrams advised Barbadians of the public services available before nightfall. He addressed the nation earlier today.
Higher gusts are already being experienced across the island during the
conditions
this
that experienced during Tomas are what we're likely to experience with Beryl. Businesses are expected to close at 7 p.m. with the last bus service at 8 p.m. Shelters will be open from 6 p.m. tonight. We are currently attempting to do an island-wide collection of garbage. Once the garbage has been collected or once we've come to the shutdown point, I am urging persons to refrain from putting anything else outside and to take what you have. Barbadians, please monitor the official media channels and keep yourselves informed as to what is going on. We are going to provide all the information as we get it so you can make your decisions in a timely manner.
That's Minister of Home Affairs and Information, Wilfred Abrams. Head of the Barbados Alliance to End Homelessness, Kimar Safri, has appealed to the Barbadians to avoid sending the homeless to the Bridgetown shelter after the shutdown time. Mr. Safri gave these precautionary instructions for the safety of the homeless. Instead, he advised that they be accommodated at the hurricane shelters closest to them. He gave remarks on Sunday's Brass Tacks program.
Do not send homeless people to Bridgetown. You know, there are category 1 and category 2 around Barbados that you let them go to a shelter, because if public transportation is not on the road, then you're asking somebody to walk to a shelter, which could put them at risk. So we're asking persons, the shelters are there to be used. We will obviously serve anyone that come to us that is homeless, but even outside of that, we will not turn away anyone at this particular time.
President of the Barbados Alliance to End Homelessness, Kimar Safri. Homeowners have been cautioned to secure loose items around their homes ahead of Hurricane Beryl. Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley made this appeal at the Department of Emergency Headquarters at the Warrens Industrial Park yesterday.
Please remember to collect water. If we do have any impact on our water systems, you will need it over the course of the next few days. Many of you have these new garbage cans that were distributed a couple of years ago. Many of you have old ones. I'm asking you to move your garbage cans or tie them down inside, because at the end of the day, if high winds come, they can become a missile or a projectile that can hurt somebody or break somebody's windows. We need to also look around our yards to make sure that there's nothing else that the wind can pick up and cause injury to anybody else.
She also had a few reminders for those who are on medication and those with pets to take the necessary precautions.
To ensure that you have your medication in order and that you have the people who you know. I asked the young people yesterday to reach out to others in their community and to make sure that they're safe and work with the DEOs. There are also concerns with respect to pets, and those of you who have pets, you need to take all necessary precautions to protect them as well.
That's Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley. And finally, the Barbados Water Authority says its water tanker fleet will cease operations in the field 4 hours before the time announced for the national shutdown. These guidelines ensure the safe refill and securing of its tankers and staff. In a release, BWA stated they may also need to cease pumping operations to safeguard equipment. Once the national all-clear is given and no damage is sustained, pumping operations, can resume. There is the possibility of discoloration in some mains when pumping resumes. That's the latest for today, Sunday, June 30th, 2024. Starcom Network is a member of the OCM Group. Of course, the next broadcast of the latest comes every tomorrow morning at 5:30. Please have yourself a wonderful evening. Please stay safe and keep listening to the Voice of Barbados, 92.9 FM. I am Gregston Seeley. Good evening.